Games are over. The talking begins. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Hugh Keevans, Cammy Bell and Gordon Diel are here for your calls, so please get them in. 0141 951 1025. It's been a big day. Rangers are now top of the Scottish Premiership. It has been a long, long time since we said that. Hearts have the chance to respond tomorrow, but it is a spot that belongs to Danny Rule's side as things stand due to that 4-2 win against Dundee United. So give us your thoughts there, Rangers fans. You're probably making your way out of Ibrox now. So how was it? Clearly there was a few nervy moments. Was it all about the 3 points? What worked for you? What didn't work for you? Do you believe in the significance of this, of going top? Or is there still a few more twists and turns to come? Let us know. 0141 951 1025. That's the number that you need. Below that, there's loads happening. St Mirren with a big win against Aberdeen. Falkirk securing a top six spot. And it's all linked in terms of the title race, because tomorrow, will Hearts respond? They go to the bottom side in Livingston, who've not won since August. Celtic, Martin O'Neill are talking about having to be flawless or almost flawless. Can they be that as they go up to Dens Park, a city that's caused them some problems this season? But before we get to that, Hugh, today was quite something.
Every game has its own headline and story. Rangers top of the league, first time in 2 years. Motherwell lose to a Falkirk side who cement their place in the top six under a truly phenomenal manager in John McGlynn. St Mirren beat Aberdeen, making it a great day for Craig McLeish, the interim manager, and a very worrying day for Stephen Robinson, the permanent manager of Aberdeen, as they slip closer to the relegation playoffs. And in Edinburgh, Hibs continue to climb up the league, closing in on Motherwell, and Kilmarnock falter badly in the relegation battle. So you have Kilmarnock, St Mirren and Aberdeen. That's the relegation battle. And you have Rangers top of the league. And you have John McGlynn gaining another distinction as a manager in the latter stages of his career. Now it's over to tomorrow. How much of an effect does Rangers win and Rangers leapfrogging Hearts have on the Tynecastle players as they play Livy? And Celtic, my contention is that Celtic aren't involved in this championship race, but they have the chance to contradict me. They need to beat Dundee. Absolutely need to beat Dundee. Draw, as good as a defeat.
Big day. It was always going to be significant if Rangers could go top. Again, we don't know how significant. We don't know what that means till the end of the season. But it's been a long time since we said it. 2 years, in fact, since Rangers topped the table.
2024. All eyes were obviously on Ibrox. It was a bit nervy at times, obviously. When Rangers have got that two-goal cushion, you think, right, OK, it's just a matter of time now. They'll go on to extend their lead and it'll be a comfortable afternoon. It certainly wasn't, because even at 3-2, Dundee United hit the post, put them under a little bit of pressure. But Rangers respond, and as I quite rightly said there, it's all about being top of the league, get the 3 points, and then put pressure on your rivals tomorrow. And I'm delighted the fact that John McGlynn and Falkirk have achieved it off their own back today. Going to Fir Park, it was always going to be difficult. Motherwell don't lose a lot of goals there, and they've been absolutely brilliant. Well done, and congratulations to them. And then you've got that dogfight down the bottom of the table, and a lot of Aberdeen fans will be heading back up the road just now, and they will be looking and thinking, we are in real, real trouble.
And no, you'll all be getting back in the cars and buses and so on to get home right now, so why not give us a call? Tell us what you saw today. 0141 951 1025. Particularly you Rangers fans, because most of you listening would have been at Ibrox with a big crowd there. So give us your thoughts, the significance of going top and what the game was like, Cammy.
Yeah, it was exactly what Rangers wanted today. Was the 3 points, top of the table when the 90 minutes were done. But what a day of football. Again, you look at 4 games in our top flight, 16 goals, more of that between now and the end of the season. So, yeah, it was a brilliant day for St Mirren. I've got to say that. It was a big, big game with a lot of pressure added on to it. Really disappointing for Aberdeen. I think they're in a huge amount of trouble between now and the end of the season. And then Falkirk, We've got to give them a mention. They've been absolutely fantastic this season. Really, really good. John McGlynn deserves all the plaudits that are coming his way, and all these players as well, because he's got a young, young squad there, and they've been a great addition since they came to the top flight. So a brilliant day all round for me.
0141 951 1025. Mark was first through. What's your point tonight, Mark?
Hello, good evening, panel. Hope you're all doing well.
Good, thank you. What are you thinking?
I was just thinking, even if Celtic drop points tomorrow, that the league's still on. I feel as if Hearts could drop points before Livy tomorrow. So I just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, you better tell Martin O'Neill, because he said the other day that if Celtic don't win at Dundee, that's that.
Did he say it as strongly as that? I thought he said that he had to be nearly flawless.
It, one of the euphemistic ones about it would be a long way back. That's manager speak for that's that.
You see that, seriously though, Mark, like at what point? Because you're just going to wait until it is arithmetically impossible, then everybody knows. But if Celtic, so let's say they draw tomorrow, they then need to win all of their games, which doesn't necessarily look that likely, and that would still only take them to 80 points. So you think a failure to win tomorrow, you're still going to come away from that game afterwards and think, oh well, you know, we can still win the league.
Well, I watched the Rangers game today, and I just don't think they look very convincing in the past few weeks. I don't think Hearts have looked particularly strong, although they're getting results.
But that's it, though, isn't it? For all three, by the way, not just Celtic. Time's kind of running out to worry about who looks convincing and who doesn't. Arithmetic's going to start to really kick in here.
Mark just said it, though, didn't he? He just said it, though. He said it's about the Hearts have been getting over the line and winning games. So that's what it's about this time of season.
Listen, where I'll only agree with him slightly is if Hearts had to lose against Livingston tomorrow, right, and you look 5 points, still a game to go before the split, yes, Celtic are still in it. But if Celtic had to drop anything at Dens after Hearts going to Livingston and winning, I'm sorry, they ain't winning the title.
On the subject of not looking convincing, Mark, last time Celtic were in Dundee 2 weeks ago, didn't look convincing.
Yeah, but you've also got to look at the pitch. You know, Celtic are a ball.
No, you don't. No, you don't. The same pitch for Dundee United, they won 2-0. You can't hide behind pitches, the wind, the rain.
You can probably acknowledge it a bit, though, can't you?
Yeah,
in the sense the surface
think,
is better
I
than
think
Dens.
You can. I think you can. You
can't hide behind it.
I'm not an excuse.
I'm not making an excuse, Cammy, right? I'm certainly not. But it played it more of a leveller for me. The pitch, and well done to Dundee United. I thought on the day they deserved it, but the pitch did come into a bit of play.
I totally agree. But then I think Celtic need to identify that. They know what the pitch is like when they walk out to it. Their manager sees it. Sometimes you need to approach the game differently just to win that game of football. It might not be your style of play, but you need to find a way to win. If you're trying to win a title, you need to go to Tannadice no matter what the pitch is and win the game of football. They didn't do that. They didn't put enough into the game for me, and Dundee United deserved to win that day.
What are Celtic capable of then, Mark? Can you see them? So you think you can get away with not winning tomorrow? They'd presumably need to win all the rest of them thereafter, though, wouldn't they? Can they do that?
Yeah, I think they could. You know, Celtic always turn it on post-split. You know, the past few seasons, you know, like Sir James Forrest, Cal McGregor, they always seem to step up their game. And I feel as if this season, they know what's on the line, they know how to get through it. And I feel like Celtic as a whole can push through it together.
I like meeting life's optimists because, I mean, Mark's right. If you want to just take a statement and say Callum McGregor finishes season strongly or James Forrest, that's fine. And they have. They've been brilliant. They've been hugely decorated. But this notion that, so Celtic could go before the break, lose at Dundee United. Mark saying even if they come off the break and lose at Dundee, he thinks that then suddenly the things will just be better.
It's not going
after
to happen.
The split. That feels really, really far off.
No, it's not going to happen. They're probably Celtic, this squad, the now, and I know they've been hit with injuries, and so's every other team, and Celtic have got a massive squad, but I find that their front three is a big, big problem as well. I don't see guys that are going to bang you goals in that's going to win you the title, unless I'm totally proven wrong. But if they do lose or drop in at Dundee tomorrow, they've absolutely not a chance if Hearts go to Livingston.
In the days when Callum McGregor and James Forrest were getting things done post-split, they were surrounded by really good players.
They're also getting the job done on the back of a good season up to that point. This is where the real test will be about, you know, history and proven winners and what they've been capable of, because they're never going to have had to do it from third place.
I think the first weekend in April. I think Mark is guilty of not really looking at his team and not really seeing the decline that's taking place and not really seeing the players that Martin O'Neill can't put in because they are so awful.
The thing is, Hugh, you can't lose two games to teams in the bottom six and still think when the split comes you're going to win the league. No. It's not going to happen.
Again, they're going to face better teams. So if they don't win, and I'm not saying Celtic aren't going to win tomorrow, and I've not completely written them off. I think it's going to be very, very difficult for them to win the league now. They've put this all in that position with that result at Tannadice. But if they don't win tomorrow, there's no evidence there that tells me they're going to go and beat five of the top six teams. There's no evidence at all.
Do you think they will win tomorrow, incidentally, Mark? You've given us the scenario that you think they can survive failure to win. Do you think they'll win?
Yeah, I think tomorrow Celtic will win quite comfortably. I feel as if, you know, like I said, they always seem to win when they need to. Although this season's been tough and it's been up and down, I feel like when it comes to the later stage in the season, they get quite up for it. And, you know, I think Dundee United could have been a wake-up call. Well, I hope it is. And I think we'll get 3 points tomorrow.
Right, like Hibs at Celtic Park winning there, was that? Did the alarm go off that day?
I mean, in fairness, that does remain a possibility till we see it tomorrow. You never know.
I fancy Celtic to win.
I was going to say they'd still be favourites for the game tomorrow. Yeah, that doesn't change, does it?
And I know that obviously it's a different pitch as well, and I'm not making 100% excuse for the pitch, but I think getting up there with the pressure that they'll be under, they'll know that they can't afford to drop points. I don't think it'll be comfortable. I think they'll need to work very hard for it, but I think they'll go over the line tomorrow.
I'm not convinced because of the poverty within the squad. You know, I think Martin O'Neill, there's no one to score a goal. They really need Nygren to see if he can get his 20th goal of the season. But for me, they're a mediocre side.
I think they will. I think they'll win tomorrow. I think they'll get over the line. They'll get a result. Whether that's going to be enough to challenge for the league, I'm unsure. Because again, their form's not consistent enough and they're going to face some big games, but I think they'll have enough to go up to Dundee and win.
Okay, that's tomorrow. What about today? We can look back as well. We'll hopefully hear from some managers between now and 6 o'clock, but I'd love to hear from you. Even more importantly, far more importantly in fact, than the managers, what did you all make of what you witnessed today? Fraser is a Rangers fan. It's been a long time since you were able to call in top of the league, Fraser. What do you make of that?
It's feeling really good. I just left Ibrox there. I'm just on my way home. But I feel, compared to where we were in October time when Russell Martin was there, I feel it's been a big improvement. Obviously, Daniel's came in. He's had to deal with the same players, but he's brought in players like, obviously, Romans wasn't playing today, but he's brought in players that have came in and wanted to play for the badge, came in and gave it their all. And I'm proud to say I'm a Rangers fan again.
I think the consensus today, Fraser, is that Rangers actually played pretty well and should have won comfortably and kind of did in the end, but made it difficult for themselves in moments. Is that fair?
Definitely. I feel like Tormitti had a good two or three chances when he came on. Asgard had a few more to score, and I just feel like even though we didn't take our chances, we still got to cross the line, and that's all you need to do at this part of the season.
Do you think it does kind of stand for something as well, Fraser, psychologically or whatever? You know, we spoke about the teams who go first, the chance to put pressure on the others, all that stuff. Do you think this feel like a big moment going top?
Definitely. I feel like Rangers haven't had the chance to put the pressure on Hearts or Celtic. You've either been playing at the same time or after them, so I feel like this is a big change in the title race, because for once we've got the pressure on them.
My mind goes back to Falkirk, where Rangers will play next weekend. The manager needed a police escort to get out of the stadium safely, and the team bus was blockaded by angry fans. And now look, Rangers could, I underline could, go to Falkirk next week as the league leaders. That's the transformation that has taken place. And for that, Danny Rule, although you can have misgivings about this, that or the other, for that, Danny Rule has to get maximum credit.
Job done today, Gordon.
Yeah, I think must. a must thing for them was to get the 3 points, go top of the league. What a great boost. Yes, obviously Hearts could regain that tomorrow, no doubt, but it was just concentrating yourself, get the 3 points. If you got a good performance, and apparently Rangers played pretty well at times, one thing that will probably concern the managers a little bit, that Dundee United go to Ibrox and score two and hit the post when the game was finally in the balance at 3-2. But all credit to Rangers, they got the pitch and they scored goals. I think it's the goal scorers and the team that's going to score the most goals that's obviously got to win you this league. And I look at Hearts, they've got guys, goals all over the pitch. I look at Rangers, they've got guys that are scoring. Nadiri gets his first goal. Chermiti, I'm sure they would love him to chip in with a little bit more. Majovski comes off the bench today and gets a goal as well. They've got goals from set play. My big worry, Celtic, is where that front line's going to get the goals from. I don't see it. But right now, if you're a Rangers fan, and Fraser's quite right, it's been a long time coming for them, so they enjoy it just now. They might not be there tomorrow about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, but they're still right in this, and a lot of people make them favourites to go and win this now.
Yeah, it's a brilliant result. I mentioned it before for Rangers today. Again, when you look at any negatives, I think they played well for large periods. It's when they had control of that game, they're 3-1 up, they should manage it a little bit better, and that's what the manager will be saying. When they play better sides, when you're in that position of strength, you need to manage the game better, not put yourselves under pressure. And again, talking about putting yourselves under pressure, I think they were 3-1 up and Chermiti has a chance where he's 1-on-1 with the goalkeeper. Then when you're under pressure, or you've got moments in the game that you need to score, Rangers are going to need that between now and the end of the season, the top six games, that one moment that they need their striker to score. So Chermiti needs to be hitting the back of the net.
Thank you, Fraser. 01419511025. If you're just coming out of a stadium like Fraser was, what did you make of what you witnessed today? Get the thoughts in and we'll speak to you next.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening now at Sleep Outfitters. This is your chance to save big with up to 65% off mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. These limited-time warehouse clearance deals won't last, and with our lifetime price guarantee, you can rest assured you're getting the best deal. The semi-annual warehouse clearance event, only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com to find a store near you.
They play, you have your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Hugh Keevans, Cammy Bell, and Gordon DL are here. Get your calls in, plenty of time. We're here until 6 o'clock. We'll start hearing from some managers soon, hopefully, as well. But Billy is on the line. How are you, Billy?
Very good after today's result. But first and foremost, if I want to make my point, I'd like to congratulate Falkirk, John McGlynn, getting to where they've actually got to by merit. You know what I mean? We've gone to one of the probably hardest stadiums in Scotland this year. You know what I mean? And absolutely destroying them.
Yeah, they've been brilliant. They really have been.
They deserve all the plaudits that's gone. I just hope we take their foot off the gas next.
Yeah, listen, we can talk about Falkirk in depth, I'm sure, very quickly, because I know Billy's got other points. The fact that they... To get back, how many layers do you want to add to it? Back-to-back promotions. They were in League One a couple of years ago to make the top six, but then to do it the way they have, so convincing. Like, they've never looked like not being in the top six. Again, doesn't matter too much. It's results driven, but it's not like one of those teams that they've come in and stunk the place out and managed to kind of, you know, spoil gate. They've been brilliant to watch as well. They've adapted.
Unearthed a talent in Barney Stewart.
So much to like.
Everything about the club is to be admired, and John, exceptional. You know, when we spoke about the Celtic job for next season, and his name came up, and you know, we all agreed that probably you're into the world of optics again, and he's a 64-year-old man, and you know, Celtic the fans will want a sexier appointment, for want of a better word. But the job that he has done is superb.
Absolutely. Let's get Billy to crack on with his other point as well. Billy, you said you were good after Rangers' outcome today. How big do you think it feels going top of the table?
I'm glad we're top of the table. I mean, it's been a long time coming. Just to like say, Andreas Scott Olsen, I don't know. I mean, if he's wanting Rangers to sign him for the amount of money that they're wanting for him, he's going to have to put a hell of a lot more effort in than he did today. It was just an empty jersey. No, I mean, there was no hunger, there was no chasing after the ball, there was nothing. No wonder he got substituted.
There's an element of Scottish football in a nutshell about Billy. I mean, it's good to be top of the table, but what about Scott Olsen? How bad was he?
But to be fair to Billy, I think there's enough evidence now to...
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with the sentiment. I'm talking about where it sits in your priorities tonight.
Fans have got lots of things to juggle in their own minds. There's no evidence to suggest that Scott Olsen will be at Rangers next season. At the fee that's been spoken about, there is absolutely no hope of him being at Ibrox next season.
The thing is, Hugh,
he's in the wrong movie.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. Come in with a big, big reputation. Everybody thought, wow, what a great signing this is. I can't remember me thinking he's what kind of game he's a good game he's had.
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time he actually had a good game. But he seems to get picked week in, week out. Offers nothing just now for me. Maybe just the fact that we're not saying he's a bad player, because his reputation and his career he's had surely shows he's not a bad player. Maybe it's just Scottish football and a club like Rangers don't suit him.
Suppose it shows you, Cammy, you're trying to get your percentages when it comes to recruitment. Not a team anywhere at any time gets 100% of them right. You just need that to sit at a healthy number. And nobody would have predicted that of the January ones, he'd be by far the worst. But such is the way. Romans has done well, Chukwuanyi's done well, Nadiri gets his first league goal today. And it means that Rangers can carry his deficiencies, if you like.
Yeah, listen, Scott Olsen was probably the most exciting one. A lot of Rangers fans, when he came in, with his CV, where he had been, his pedigree, they were all excited about this player. I've watched him a number of times now. He's not the type of player I was expecting to see, to be honest. I felt as if he was going to have a lot more quality, a bit more pace about him. He doesn't go and beat players. I know Billy's saying that he's not working hard enough. I don't know if that's part of his game, that he's maybe a player that works when he's on the ball, but he's certainly not shown enough just to do that. You need to work on and off the ball in Scottish football, or you need to be really exceptional when you are on the ball. He's not shown any of that. He's been disappointing. There's no getting away from it. Since he's came in, he has been disappointing. I still think the manager's hoping he can show some sort of sign of quality, because he's got to have quality. You don't get that many international caps that he's got if you've not got quality. It's just not happened for him. Sometimes you go to clubs and it doesn't happen for you. So I'm being a little bit disappointed in him.
Billy, do you think Rangers will stay top from now to the end of the season, or are there more twists and turns to come?
No, I think Hearts will be back top tomorrow. I mean, although Livy have had a resurgence, I mean, under Marvin, I still expect Hearts to beat them tomorrow.
It's going to be some day, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going to post-split, no, I mean, when things start to take shape.
I noticed as well, it's meant to be horrendous weather just about kick-off tomorrow on the Astro and all that. Listen, Hearts are quite functional. They find ways of getting the job done. Back to Hugh's thing, not about excuses, but just if you're talking about ideal circumstances, it's meant to be grim tomorrow.
Yeah, I think, listen, Hearts are in a good place that they've got a manager that knows Scottish football, that knows Scottish weather. Sometimes you need to find a way to win, and that's what I said about Celtic when they went up to Tannadice. You look at that pitch and you say, right, how do we win this game of football? Derek McInnes has been there and done it. He's played through hurricanes. Do you know what I mean? He's been there and had to win games of football, so I don't think that'll affect
this
them
is a
too
new
much.
One. We add that to the list. We need a manager that knows Scottish weather.
Yeah.
I've never heard that said before.
Why don't they bring Carol Kirtland with them? Because she's given up the weather girl job, does she? Go with the Hearts.
I'll take your word for it. Your popular culture knowledge is better. Does that count as popular culture these days? Yeah. I don't know. Thank you to Billy. What about David, another Rangers fan, top of the table? David, what are you thinking?
No, delighted to go top of the table. Gave us a few nervy moments as always. We never kind of make it easy for ourselves. I think we've had some of the chances that we kind of missed today was kind of more worrying. But I think I keep on hearing people are talking about how, you know, Rangers and Hearts haven't been in this position before. But either of Celtic, you know, normally when Celtic get to the split, you know, barring the Steven Gerrard season, they're kind of out of sight. So there's kind of less pressure on them. Celtic haven't really been into a split when they need to win game. So I think that could be a key factor as well. But I think, you know, as everybody keeps on saying, you know, Rangers and Hearts haven't been there, but Celtic haven't been there either.
We'll never do this, but it would be interesting if everybody on all sides would just shake hands mutually and say, None of the teams have been here before, so stop worrying about previous seasons. Do you think that? Because you do tie yourselves in knots.
Exactly. You have to isolate this season and what's going on. It doesn't matter who's been where in the past. For me, it will come down to who's got what. Although Chermitis had a poor day today, Nadiri has scored, Miovski has scored. The Dazzler goes on about Braga and Shanklin. We'll see how they do tomorrow. And there you have it, where Celtic fall down.
Isn't Nadiri's first league goal, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
you can't be too selective with using the weight of that as evidence.
But you've got Negrin on 19 goals for Celtic, and the next goal scorer is Maeda on 8. And he's having a very poor season. Celtic don't have, going forward, the players who can win the title.
David, what did you see from Rangers today that makes you think this can be done? And did you see anything that worries you that it can't?
No, I think it can be done. You know, I think the fact that, when you look at the last two home games, that's 4 goals. Obviously, you don't want to concede 2 goals. It was a silly goal we lost against Aberdeen. But I think it's the fact that even if you create that amount of chances, you're certainly going to score enough. I thought the Nadiri in the first half was excellent. I just hope it's not an injury even off at half-time. But I think the chances in the second half, the problem is with Chermiti for me, he does so much brilliant work and then that chance he'll miss. Whereas you look at Nadiri, I think Nadiri scores the 2 chances that he had in the second half.
I don't think Chermiti strikes me as a natural goal scorer. Some of the goals he scored have been excellent. I remember the overhead kick one at Ibrox as well. But I think when it gets time to think about it, he seems to fluff his lines a lot. I'll be interested in Nadiri. That's a confidence booster. Listen, as a centre forward and you went to a new club, the one thing you want to do is start scoring goals. He's got an important one today. Yes, he was handed it by the goalkeeper's mistake, but that's nothing to do with him. He was in the right position at the right time. He's got an easy tap in. He does work very hard for a team. I've been critical of him because of the fact that I just think he needs to score more goals. And I think with the importance of the next 6 games coming up, if he can start chipping in with the goals as well, because goals comes from other parts of the obviously the team, then Rangers are in with a real great chance of winning this title.
Especially at home, though. It doesn't matter who scores. That's 22 league goals in the last 6 home league games, Cammy. Yeah. So if Rangers have deficiencies in different areas, home league goals scored is not one of them.
No, certainly not. They look a real threat at home, attacking threat. They'll be disappointed with conceding 2 goals today, and it could have been more. It was 4 goals. It could have probably been 6 quite easily if Rangers had taken their chances. The one from Chermiti, I think you make a good point, Daz. I think he instinctive finishes, he will mm-hmm. do well. He'll put the ball in the back of net. Today it's played across to him. He's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. You can see the goalkeeper advancing towards him. Any good striker for me just chips it over him, lifts the ball, and it goes in the back of net. And that's going to be the difference between now and the end of the season. If they can get Chermiti scoring these types of opportunities, it'll make a huge difference.
David's feeling pretty good about being top. Thank you to David. What about Ian, who's also a Rangers fan? What's on your mind?
Hiya. Just obviously heading back from the game, but mm-hmm. I just thought overall I was pleased with the performance. But one of the things that I noticed is, and this has happened for a few seasons with Rangers, where when they're on top, they seem to just take the sting right out of the game, and they start to move the ball like quite slow from side to side and to the back. But what was interesting for me was I was watching Danny Rule on the sidelines, and at one point he was literally jumping up and down and screaming at somebody behind him, because it's obviously something that he's trying to stamp out of that team, but for whatever reason, they seem to fall back into this not going with the momentum and really killing teams off, and then they just drop back into this really slow kind of labour passing. I don't know if any of you guys noticed that through the game.
I think it's a nervousness, Ian, with everything that's at stake at the moment, and maybe just, you know, being a bit stung by the goals that United pulled back.
It could be, but it's been there for longer than the season. I don't know, you know, I know the crowd get, you know, annoyed, and you can hear them, like, you know, groaning that they want the ball to be forward quicker. But it just seems to happen more whenever we're on top. So we went 3-1 up. We've got the momentum. We're getting in behind them. And then all of a sudden, it's like, right, let's just take all the pace out of the game. And then Dundee United come back and get another goal. And then you've got to go again. But it was interesting because as a supporter, you're looking at that thinking, why are they being coached like that? But then when you watch Danny Rule on the sideline, they're clearly not being asked to do that because he's jumping up and down like in pure frustration at how slow, in particular, is John Souter.
I think you can overdo the forensic examination of it all. I know that we're getting to the stage where one false move and you might be out of the title race. But Rangers have scored 22 goals in their last how many home games?
Six league.
Six.
Right, 22 goals, almost four a game. And they've scored four today and they're top of the league. They maybe don't slow down and pass it side to side intentionally. I can't explain all of that. I think we overdo the forensic examination. Four goals, top of the league, and if Chermiti had been sharper, it would be more than four. I don't think that merits a forensic examination, and past seasons have got nothing to do with anything.
Ah, but not everyone's just a big picture guy like you. If Ian's saying that he thinks Danny Rule wants to see more...
Mm-hmm,
but
probably does.
Manuel Fernandez didn't start. Ian's picked out John Souter as being the culprit, according to him. We obviously weren't there. You'd imagine that Manuel Fernandez comes back into that alongside Giga, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think that's the preferred back two just now. I think the two of them have got a good combination together. Look, I just think Rangers, you can't knock them because the amount of goals, as Hugh quite rightly says, they're averaging four every home game, which is absolutely brilliant. I just don't think Rangers are in a place just now that they're going to be that team that are, you know, for 90 plus minutes, they're going to be on the front foot, they're going to play this fast flowing football. It's just phases of the game. Sometimes you get caught up in a little bit and you've got to try and manage it. You've got to give a bit of credit to the opposition. They might tweak one or two things that makes it harder to play through the lines. But the most important thing just now for any of these teams up the top is keep winning games, because the games are running out. And if you keep winning, as Danny Rowe said the other day there in his presser, if we win seven games, right, it's quite easy to say, they've got to be champions.
Ian, where does your title-winning confidence sit tonight after that?
I mean, I feel that, you know, even though I've kind of been critical of that part of their play, I feel that Rangers are the team that are hitting momentum at the minute. I just feel that there's a lot of things that are starting to click. And the boy Nadiri coming in for me has been a great signing, because I think his movement up front is very similar to what we had with Akemar Roof. He seems to find pockets of space all the time, and I think he offers us something totally different. Like the people have said previously, you know, if we can get Chermiti to actually put the ball in the back of the net, then again he'll add goals to the tally, because he is getting into positions and he is making the goalkeepers work. He's just not quite composed in front of the goal. But I think it'll be interesting to see how Hearts respond tomorrow, but at this moment in time I feel that Rangers are the team that are gathering momentum.
Thank you very much to Ian. 0141 951 1025. Get the calls in. We'll start hearing from some managers next as well.
After the action, it's your reaction. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards open line.
Into the final part with Hugh Keevans, Gordon Dalziel and Cammy Bell. We'll try and juggle some calls, hear from some managers. We need to give congratulations to Falkirk. A brilliant season already. They've secured top six. These are the thoughts of John McGlynn on that achievement.
Incredible achievement, absolutely incredible achievement. I'm so proud of the players. They've given everything. You've seen that today, and they've been like that virtually the whole season. They deserve to be in the top six. We've never ever went out and tried to spoil a game, stop a game. We've always been home or away. We went out to attack and then entertain, and I believe we've done that. And we did that here today as well. We tried to do it at Aberdeen, it was a near miss, and then we didn't defend well against St Mirren, and we lost two goals, which cost us. But today we've come here, a difficult place to come. Everyone knows the stats. I mean, we were the last team to win here in October. So Motherwell will be going along amazingly well, and they're a great side, and Jenge's done an incredible job, as everyone knows. So that's how big a performance that was today.
I think that's the most important point he makes, that this has been based on positivity. They don't go to park buses, low blocks, high presses, this, that, the other. They go to play football, and they are top six, guaranteed, official, because they're an entertaining football team, and more power to them.
going to contradict myself, because you don't always need a big statement of, you know, best since or worst since, and you know, we leap to that. However, I'll just do it for once. Of all the so-called... Oh, the Nokia. Come on.
Answer that, you.
Of all the so-called...
Can I just say something? I've been married to my wife for 55
you
years.
You think she'd know what you were up to at 10 to 6
in a Saturday? What I was doing, yeah.
Of all the so-called smaller teams who've made it to the top six, this it must be one of the most impressive. It must be because of where they've been in the last 2 seasons. In fact, last 10, 15 seasons... And as John McGlynn said, the style in which they've done it.
I think that's the most important thing. And do you know something? As much as I didn't want them to win against Motherwell, it was great to see them doing it off their own back rather than depend on Rangers beating Dundee United today. They deserved that. Their football's been brilliant. Their recruitment has been outstanding. Nobody likes going and playing them in their own back door. So, listen, the split's brilliant because I think that is... the best six teams, and we're in for a really exciting time.
Here's Danny Rule's thoughts on the game, the result which took Rangers top.
Yeah, 3 points I think is the most important thing. The first game after the national break is always a difficult one. You have to find the rhythm. If we take 90 minutes, then our performance was with up and downs. Yeah, at first I was really surprised that it's really since 2 years the first time. And on the other side, most important thing that is that we have still the right mindset. Yeah, I said this many times. Even you are now top, you have to be the hunter. Yeah, you cannot try and to keep something. I think this is very crucial. Be on front foot. And if we win 6 games, then we will have something at the end of the season. I'm really convinced. My group of players has the potential to do this.
Last one, Robert. Then if you get plans tomorrow, Hearts and Celtic both play, you only watch those games, are you interested at all?
Yeah, I do the same like the last match there, you will smile. Yeah, I put my phone off. No ticker, no live score. And finally I got a message from my assistant coach and he said, oh, did you see the result? I said, no, what happens? Did result. I will do exactly the same and maybe 3 times in a row it happens. Yeah, let's see. But I'm not available on this time tomorrow.
I wonder what he's doing instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Nobby Golvin.
Holmes under the hammer. Is he watching that? Or is that on this?
Anyway, let's bring in Andy. How does it feel being top of the league, Andy?
Just, I know, 3 points on the table is most important, I think.
What did you make of it today?
Hard and spells. Dundee United done what they had today. The most important thing I said, we got 3 points, though.
Oh, Andy's line. You're
getting 3 points, it's important.
Yeah, Andy, your line somewhere between Ibrox and Falkirk or wherever you are is a bit ropey, but yeah, we heard the gist of it. Just get those 3 points. You heard Danny Rule there.
Yeah, Danny Rule loves the analogy about the hunter. He mentioned the hunter again.
Now they're not.
But he will continue to hunt down results. And yeah, that's the line that he likes to put across. And Andy on the line said it was at times a difficult watch today, but... nothing, absolutely nothing matters any more than 3 points at this stage in the game. That's the way Hearts have to approach it at Livy, and certainly that's the way Celtic have to approach it at Dens Park.
What's today done for your belief that this is a title-winning Rangers team this season, Andy?
To be honest, no. I think we've got a few players who are a wee bit inconsistent, as in Scott Wilson and Asgard. They don't look like title-winning players for myself, but I say it's about getting 3 points, and if we win the next 6 games, then obviously we win the league, but we've just got to take it game by game.
Nobody's getting carried away. Too early
game
for that.
Game by game.
Game by game. Yeah, again, you look at... he's given Asgard a little bit of criticism.
Who gets a goal today?
Yeah, he gets a goal. Skovolsen, we've all mentioned him and said that he's not been the player we expected to come and certainly not hit the heights we expected. But listen, it's all about results. That's what we're going to speak about between now and the end of the season. These top 3 teams is going to be results.
Thank you very much to Andy. Speaking of results, it did not go Stephen Robinson's way. St Mirren beating his new team, Aberdeen, which means the sides are now level on points. We don't have too long left. We're running out of time, so I just wanted to go short and sweet when he was asked about getting booed off the St Mirren fans.
You had to endure taunts from the St Mirren fans. Did that hurt, or were you just anticipating
that? Nothing surprised me in football.
It tells its own story.
Football managers being booed is an occupational hazard. It's not a delicate workplace. He left St Mirren and he went to Aberdeen because that was his personal choice. The St Mirren fans are entitled to say, well, you left us at a vulnerable time of the season. And I know he won a trophy by beating Celtic in December. However, at the time they left, the St Mirren fans are entitled to feel peeved, but it was his choice, and if he gets booed inside a football ground, he's had it before, he will undoubtedly have it again, and Stephen, what else did you expect?
My personal opinion is, I think it was a wee bit unfair, right, because what he's achieved at St Mirren with top four finishes, won a cup, semi-final this year. I know the league campaign was poor, but let me just say that if I'm Stephen Robinson, I'm not really caring if St Mirren fans booed me today. I've got more to worry me with my own side. Yeah.
Right, on to tomorrow then. First up will be Hearts. They have been top for months and months and months, and now they're not. How will they respond against the bottom side, Livingston?
I think it'll be a really tough game for Hearts tomorrow, but I think they'll go back top of the table and they will win the game.
Shankland and Devlin back into the starting 11, would we say?
Yeah, guaranteed. I totally agree. I think that Big Marv's got a little bit of a tune out of Livingston. They're at home. The conditions will probably be terrible. But I do think with the importance of the game, I think Hearts will have enough, especially the front two.
I think when you're playing a team rock bottom of the league who have had one win all season long, and that was in August, if you don't beat them, then you've just shot yourselves in the foot. That's what Hearts have to live with now.
Think they will win?
Yes, narrowly.
And then on to the City of Discovery. It's not been a good venue for Celtic, neither of the stadiums on that street.
No,
you don't hold out much hope for them, I can tell. I can see that look in your eyes.
No, I don't. I go back to players. For me, Celtic don't have the quality at the minute to win the league. I think they'll draw tomorrow.
I think that it'll be a narrow win for Celtic. I think it'll be difficult, but I think they would take that 3 points just to keep themselves in there. Anything dropped tomorrow, whether they draw or they lose, they can say goodbye to the Premier League.
Some of the same issues. I mean, who's going to lead the line? Is it back to Daizen Maeda? Tanetki and Yang offsides. Presumably Colby Donovan plays too early for Alistair Johnston.
Yeah.
No Julian Araujo.
Listen, they've got problems, but they need to find a way to score goals. They need to find a way to win the game of football tomorrow. That's most important. Celtic just need to hang in there, get 3 points, hang in there till the split, and then give themselves an opportunity to make something happen. I think they'll have enough tomorrow. I really do. I think they'll have enough. It'll be a difficult game, but they'll get over the line and get the 3 points.
Well, that's pretty much that. I think that sums us all up. It's been quite an exciting day already. Well done to Falkirk again. They're the ones that have sealed something tangible, secured a top six spot with a game to spare, with an excellent 3-1, 3-2, I should say, win at Fir Park. Yes,
what do you think my wife thinks I do?
You know, well, to be fair,
maybe she's on for a point.
Maybe she wanted to take umbrage with your title predictions. But anyway, we are out of time, as you can hear. So well done to Falkirk securing top six. Was it a significant day? How big will it turn out to be at the end of the season in the title race, with Rangers going top and it is heating up down there in the battle to avoid the relegation playoff spot? Kilmarnock are in it after their disappointing defeat at Easter Road, but things looking worrying for Aberdeen and Stephen Robinson. We're not even close to done, as those two big title games tomorrow that we've already discussed, and the guys will keep you covered 4 o'clock till 7 tomorrow evening on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. I will speak to you on Monday night from 6, and the GBX is up next. Have a good one.